My Plan to Get the Economy Back on Track. A blog post by Frank Bravo of Bravo IT Consulting. As anyone who has not been living under a rock know, the United States federal government has decided to give billions to companies to make them stronger. Some have said, they are too big to fail, and we can't have it. If you look at the current Dow, there is only one original company, General Electric, still trading. The others have basically failed, being sold, split up or closed. There is not such thing, in a free market society, as not being able to fail. I've heard a local San Francisco radio host say time and time again, if they are too big to fail, they are too big to survive. Back to the original point. It's obvious, after several months, the plan to inject money into the system from the top down with very little for the working people, except for some small tax cuts, isn't working fast enough. While the economy may be on the upswing a little, I think it may only be a blip on the radar. My plan? It's a little late now maybe, but think about this. The plan was to spend about $1 trillion, but it's likely to be as large as $2.5 trillion. What if you took that money and split it among the 300 million people of the United States? It's our money anyway, right? We're the ones going into debt on a federal level, send it to us. At $2.5 trillion, it's about $8,500 per person. I don't know about you, but as a family of four, an extra $34,000 would sure come in handy. I could do my roof or kitchen or bathroom in my house, or, I could buy a car, or, I could save some. In any case, the money would go back in the system, allowing the free market to correct itself. Would some waste it? Sure, but let's examine that. Let's say they go to Las Vegas and blow the whole $8,500, is it really wasted? The casino has bills they have to pay. They have employees they have to pay. Would it really be wasted? Just an idea. Nobody asked me, but I thought I would throw it out there.